News, I'm Ed Donaghy. A rare drone attack in Moscow has caused minor damage and forced evacuations.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Moscow's mayor says two people have received treatment for unspecified injuries but were not hospitalized. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. Ukraine has made no direct comment on the attack. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Prosecutors in Pittsburgh are describing how a heavily armed suspect, Robert Bowers, barged into a synagogue and shot every worshiper he could find. Bowers' trial is underway. 11 worshippers were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The Conference Board says consumer confidence fell in May as Americans, especially older ones, became more pessimistic about the labor market. The AP's Jennifer King reports another red flag is the I word. Inflation.
Consumers surveyed expect inflation to stay around the same over the next 12 months and view it as a major influence on the economy.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating complaints the automatic emergency braking on big Freightliner trucks can stop unexpectedly for no apparent reason. The complaints didn't cite any crashes or injuries. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes will be moving to her new home, a federal prison, where she's been sentenced to spend the next 11 years for overseeing a blood testing hoax. A federal appeals court ruling cleared the way for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of legal claims over the toll of opioids. This is AP News. An overtime law in California could threaten the use of grazing goats to prevent wildfires. The park supervisor in West Sacramento, Jason Popolo, uses hundreds of goats to munch on long blades of yellow grass in the city.
Essentially mow those down to reduce the fire risk for the upcoming dry season.
But new state labor regulations in California are making it more expensive for goat grazing services like Tim Arrowsmith's company to operate.
If we cannot fix the current legislation, we will be forced to sell these goats to slaughter and to the auction yards, and we'll be forced out of business and probably file for bankruptcy.
Goat herders would be subject to the same labor laws as other farm workers.
Hundreds of millions of dollars has been spent on putting out fires. Very little has been spent on fire prevention.
The change is that goat grazing workers would be entitled to overtime. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.